This is Howard Balzer, and welcome to this Cardinals camp update for the Rise Up See Red podcast, the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Well, on the last Monday of July, there were several notable things at Cardinals camp, but the two that stand out were, first of all, it was the first day in pads for the Cardinals, and Kyler Murray had his first meeting with the media of training camp. Let's start with the pads first, because we talked the other day about how different training camps are from the way they used to be. No two-a-days, all those things, no two-and-a-half-hour practices. The Cardinals, most of the time, practice for right around an hour and a half. I can recall when the team was struggling under Cliff Kingsbury, and of course, fans and outsiders look for different narratives of why things are happening. It can never be just, hey, it's football. But you always have to come up with something. And one of them was how Cliff Kingsbury ran a country club in training camp. And that was a big rap against him. Well, I'm not going to go so far. I didn't then. I won't now. This is not a country club. Training camp, no matter how long the practices or how many times you're practicing during the day, it's not a country club. But teams have gotten smarter, and it's just the way it is. And a lot of it is mandated in the collective bargaining agreement. So this was basically, this is not just the Cardinals waiting until the fifth day of camp to be in pads. This is the way it is around the NFL. There's an acclimation period that when camp starts, you're not allowed to be in pads for the first several days of training camp. And of course, the CBA mandates how many days you can be in pads during training camp, and then how many days you can be in pads during the regular season. So, as I mentioned the other day, it's a whole new world in the NFL, and that was certainly the case. But that's certainly the case now. But on Monday, with the team in pads, it just had a little different feel. It really wasn't that much more high tempo. It wasn't that much more intense. And of course, Many people talked, and in fact, Drew Petsing, the offensive coordinator, talked to the media before practice and pointed out about how you have to be smart when you put the pads on. Sometimes it's going to be a little chippy. Hey, a lot of guys haven't worn pads for a long, long time. I mean, consider it. Players in the NFL, not in the playoffs for the Cardinals, for example, haven't been in pads since the first week in January. Some college players, maybe even before that. So it's been a while, and players look forward to it. It's protective and all those things. But you still have to be smart. And as Drew Petsing pointed out, we're on the same team. It can get chippy, but we emphasize to the players that we are on the same team, and you don't want to do anything that's going to jeopardize a teammate. So good first day in pads. There'll be more as training camp goes on. But it's, like I said, it's just not the way it used to be in the NFL. Now let's get to Kyler Murray. And I've seen a different Kyler Murray talking to the media this offseason and now on the first day of camp than we saw in the past. Personally, I believe the last year humbled him and kind of showed him the game was always important to Kyler, but sometimes when you take something away that you miss it even more. And so I think a lot of things humbled Kyler Murray with the ACL injury and how he had to work to come back from that. But then also, it's new coaches, new head coach, new offensive coordinator, new quarterbacks coach. And I don't think there's any doubt that Kyler Murray respects Drew Petsing, the coordinator, and Israel Wolfork, the quarterbacks coach. And of course, head coach Jonathan Gannon. And that is kind of the way that he is approaching things. But I think he also talked about how when he came in as a rookie, you know, you're 21 years old and there's older players on the team. You're the young guy and it's a different feel. Now he's this many years into his career. And when someone asked him about now being older, he kind of cut the question off and with a laugh said, well, I'm still young. Well, bottom line is on August 7th, just several days away, Kyler Murray's going to turn 27. So all of a sudden, he's closer to 30 now than he is to 20. And deep down, he realizes that. And But there's a different feel now with this entire team. And he says, now we're in a situation where we can grow together. And he is relishing that. And obviously, this is all talk. It all has to be different when the games begin. But there's definitely a different feel around this team. And a lot of it starts with Kyler Murray. And he talked about a sense of urgency. He said, we want to hit the ground running despite what everybody thinks or what they're saying. We know what we want to do in this locker room. And in order to do that, you got to put the work in. And he's certainly been doing that. He said it feels like a completely new situation. So, we'll see how it all plays out when the games begin on September 8th in Buffalo. Speaking of in Buffalo, it was interesting during practice on Monday with the units practicing, and when they did red zone work, they were blaring the music loud, very loud in State Farm Stadium. And your first thought is, boy, that season opener is, not that far in the distance, but they already have it in mind of what that's going to be like in Buffalo for that season opener against the Bills. One other notable situation, and many of us have been wondering about Michael Wilson and, of course, his relationship. He got engaged right after minicamp to Sophia Smith, who's a member of the women's soccer team that is competing in the Olympics in Paris. And Jonathan Owens, who is a safety for the Bears, and he's been in the league about 7 years, he left on Monday to Paris to be able to watch his wife, Simone Biles, do what she's incredibly can do in the women's gymnastics. And so had a chance to chat with Michael Wilson after practice on Monday and mentioned that to him, and he kind of just laughed. And when we in the media talked about it, I made the point that I would think that even if the team approached Michael Wilson and said, hey, if there's a way that maybe you can get over there and see some of the games, we can work with you. We all thought that, hey, even if they did that, Michael Wilson wouldn't do it. He's in a different place. And so talking with him today, before I even mentioned that, he said that's absolutely the case. He said that there was no conversation. He said that as much as I would love to be there, I got to be with my boys. I've got to be with my team, and I've got to work to get better and, continue that being on the same page that started at the end of last season when Kyler Murray started playing after coming back from the ACL. And he said, now, 4 years from now, Olympics will be in Los Angeles. If she's still playing, well, then maybe he can figure something out. Maybe get there for a day on a day off or whatever it might be and work something out. And he'd be much further along in his career. But he says, right now, this is where I have to be, and this is where I want to be. And of course, she's very understanding because she knows obviously how much this career means to me and how important it is to be there for all this work and all that's happening in preparation for the 2024 season. So, interesting conversation today with Michael Wilson. Also, with Zay Jones, joined the Cardinals as a free agent in the offseason. And back to Kyler Murray for a second. He was talking about Kyler and just how impressed he is with him. And he said, you can tell how much the guy wants to win. We hear Kyler say it all the time. Hey, I'm accustomed to winning. He won all through high school, never lost a game in high school. Won in college at Oklahoma, going to the college football playoff. Obviously, the NFL has been a little different. He has said it. I haven't won anything yet. And certainly that's what outsiders are saying. For Kyler Murray to prove that he's an elite quarterback, he has to win games. But it was interesting to hear from Zay Jones, who's been around the league, been with several teams, and said that there's nothing phony about Kyler Murray. You can see how much this game means to him and how important it is. So those are all good things. Once again, I'll repeat it. You'll probably hear me say it many times that all of the talk doesn't matter if you don't win games. And that's what's going to make this season very interesting to see how the Cardinals progress. There's been a lot of talk. We're going to deal with this on the website a little bit in the days ahead, but I'll just throw it out there in the talk about the Los Angeles trip that Kyler Murray paid for, and 12 or 13 players were there, all in one house, an Airbnb in Bel Air, staying in one house for about 5 or 6 days. And a lot of good things, everyone believes, came of that. And we'll be talking about more of that here on this podcast and also on the written content on the website. So that was a good thing. And one other thing want to point out, we've talked a lot about the competition that there is in a lot of positions. And certainly one of those positions is running back. And you see it in practice. Obviously, James Conner is the starter. How much will Trey Benson be able to spell him? But don't sleep on the other running backs in that room. Amari DiMarcato, who did some good things as an undrafted free agent last year, looks strong and runs hard, and you can see that in practices. He's not going to give up his job without a fight. Michael Carter, who came in during last season, can do a lot of good things in the running game and in the passing game. And then there's DJ Dallas, the free agent the Cardinals signed from Seattle, who could very well be a part of the return game. And that's the thing. If you're a fourth running back on this team, who knows? Maybe they decide to keep five. But anyone after three, if you're going to be on this team, you have to play special teams. And that's why I keep an eye on DJ Dallas throughout the preseason games and see how much he's used as a kick returner. All right. We could have covered a lot more, but that's it for today. That wraps up this Cardinals camp update from State Farm Stadium. This is Howard Balzer for the Rise Up See Red podcast. We'll be back again soon.
Thanks for listening to the latest edition of the Rise Up See Red podcast. Listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Audioboom, or many other podcast platforms so shows are delivered directly to your mobile device. Please give the show a 5-star rating and always support the sponsors who support the show. We'll be back soon for the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Rise up, Red Sea, be Red Sea Red, and of course, Rise Up, Sea Red. Roll!